This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
President Barack Obama has his fingerprints all over the sabotage of the Trump administration and ultimately the future of the United States. From the allegations of the wiretapping of Trump's phones during the 2016 campaign to the ongoing details of the Barr-Durham investigation, Barack Obama and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just keep the hits coming.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom. Not the cause.
Lo and behold, the point man behind the siege on the American embassy in Iraq, Hadi al-Amiri, was hosted in the Oval Office by President Obama in 2011. According to the Daily Mail, Amiri is head of the Badr Corps, an Iranian vassal, which, despite fighting alongside the U.S. against ISIS in 2014 and 2015, has received funding and arms from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, a designated terror group. President Trump had stirred a hornet's nest after he ordered U.S. Air Force jets to decimate Hezbollah bases and 25 were killed. And now the smoke is clearing on the propagandized hit job on the American embassy in Iraq. The sniveling cowards in the media want another Benghazi, and what they got was a real-time response from the commander-in-chief.
They came immediately, and it's in great shape. As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. The Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now.
Now the left, led by the rhetoric of Joe Biden and Ilhan Omar, are showing their hand as the bulwark of national security that they are. As Biden called the bold action that of throwing a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox, and Omar vowed to step in and stop Trump. Of course, the truth didn't slow down the Mockingbird media's love affair with terrorists. As Steve Watson writes, the leftist media in the U.S. started off 2020 with a cacophony of fake news by labeling Hezbollah terrorists who attempted to storm the U.S. embassy in Baghdad as protesters. The pictures from the mob attack clearly show that it was led by members of Tehran's militia units in Iraq, which have been absorbed into the Iraqi security forces. John Kerry's underhanded violation of the foreign diplomacy of the executive office is a sobering example of the left's true danger to our national security.
You know, John Kerry speaks to him a lot. John Kerry tells them not to call. That's a violation of the Logan Act. And frankly, he should be prosecuted on that. But my people don't want to do anything that's... Only the Democrats do that kind of stuff, you know? Yes. If it were the opposite way, they'd prosecute him under the Logan Act.
While Obama's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood during the toppling of regimes in North Africa is indisputable.
And what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now. Furthermore, the process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties.
The most important thing for me is to have real friendship between the Egyptians and Americans.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. What that means is mutual, balanced relationships.
Jubilation erupting on Tahrir Square as the news spread that President Morsi had been deposed. Yet another Egyptian leader taken down by the people on this now iconic square.
Those ties to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi snaked a path to an Iran that Obama had generously rewarded for a nuclear disarmament deal that failed. Where will Obama and Hillary's signature of sabotage appear next? And how much of the Iranian conflict is being driven by their influence? John Barham reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, January 5th, 2020. When we come back from this short break, Alex Jones is going to be breaking more news when it comes to what's going on in Iraq, Iran, and more. And then I will be taking over the Alex Jones Show, taking your calls and breaking some other news. Don't go anywhere. It's the InfoWars Alex Jones Show, only at InfoWars.com/show and band.video.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
The days of mourning are over for Iran's head general, Soleimani. The red flag of war has been hoisted above the main mosque in Tehran. And the Ayatollah has come out and issued an $80 million murder-for-hire contract, or a bounty, an Islamic fatwa for Shiites anywhere in the world, and they're in almost every country, or for anybody else for that matter, who can assassinate President Trump. You can read the quotes here where they say, the yellow-haired madman, bring us his head, you'll get $80 million U.S. That's $1 for every Iranian citizen. So a huge escalation. They promised to hit 35 targets. Trump says if they do, we'll hit 50-plus targets. A huge escalation. Now, I want to be clear before I lay out how huge this is, obviously, that I have never been for offensive war. I am not for these strikes. And then I have not endorsed what the president did. But I have laid out why I believe he did it. And it's important to understand the players geopolitically to see the president's perspective. Because if you understand his perspective, you understand how this is really a deep state war playing out on the grand chessboard that is Central Asia. So let's lay this out. You'll remember a few years ago, the ISIS Al-Qaeda forces with Saudi Arabia kept launching false flag chemical attacks against Assad and blaming him to try to bring Trump in. And when Trump finally, the third time, blew up a chemical dump and went along with the propaganda, I blew up. I'm not in a f***ing cult for Donald Trump. F*** him. F*** his family. F*** all these people. All right, see, I shouldn't even be live right now. When are we going on the f***ing satellite? God f***ing, man. What the f***? And I did that because I'd gone to the mat for Trump. I'd been deplatformed for Trump. I'd been sued more than 30 times for Trump. I had been persecuted for Trump, and he promised to be anti-war. He talked about how the previous attacks had been false flags in Syria, how Hillary and Obama had helped found modern ISIS, how they'd run the Arab Spring. He was fighting to keep Europe's borders closed. He was really understanding the situation, being advised by Senator Rand Paul, being advised by Ted Cruz, who also understood these facts. And so when I saw that, I thought it was like in the past, the beginning of a whole bunch of other strikes of a full-on war. But instead, Trump did it. That's why the Russians backed down. They understood, so that the war hawks and the neocons couldn't say that Trump was soft and then remove him from office completely. So I then began to understand Trump's more sophisticated policy as he tries to get us out of Afghanistan, as he got us out of Syria. And so now we know that Obama and Kerry, mainly Hillary some, but mainly Obama and Kerry, have been behind the scenes. Well, like behind the scenes, they've been public. In Iran saying ignore Trump and do stuff in the Strait of Hormuz and you'll be able to embarrass him and we can remove him. So they've been hijacking ships, blowing up ships, sinking ships, taking ships over, shooting down drones. And Trump over and over again has said, no, we're not going to strike or call the strikes back. So they thought he was weak. And that's why this particular general who was running their international operations had previously launched operations with improvised explosive devices made in Iran against U.S. troops all over the world, killing thousands. And he was doing it again and had already launched offensives against U.S. troops in Iraq as Trump was announcing their drawdown and that they were going to be leaving. He was coming into the power vacuum to try to take over Iraq, which again would cause a civil war between the Shiites and the Sunnis. So Trump is legitimately trying to stabilize as we pull out, letting Iran know, you better let Iraq be their own country again instead of destabilization, or we're going to take your leadership out, because Saudi Arabia and Israel will get involved if we didn't do that. So Trump is doing this, as he said, to stop a war, straight shooting. He always tells the truth, folks. He does what he says he'll do. It's very pragmatic, very easy to understand. I love it as a Texan. And he's saying, I did this to stop a war. And so you better stop it right now. And that's why he did it. And so that's why they've now put a price on his head. Because just like in the old days where you'd have two different champions, this happened in China, it happened in Japan, it happened in ancient Africa, it happened all over Europe, it happened in Mesoamerica. Every culture would get sick of wars. So they start saying, hey, our champion will fight your champion. And instead of having a full war, whoever wins in that championship, that's where sports come from, the original sports were blood sports, will then be the winners. And that way only one person dies or a few people die, in the case of the Aztecs with the ball playing court, but we don't kill thousands. And so I said on Friday, we'll play a clip in a moment on David Knight's show when he had a guest host, that this is like El Cid, where Trump just went in and killed the guy that's launching the operations against our troops as they try to pull out, and he's trying to take over Iraq, saying, hey, we're not going to just kill your troops, we're going to kill you. So it's very gangster. It's very primitive, but it's actually how the world works. And so I said it's like El Cid. Well, I predicted it. Now they have put this giant price on Trump's head. So that's where we are. Trump is legitimately understanding that China's the big threat. They're taking over the South China Sea. They're at war with Vietnam. They've been attacking them for several years, huge battles. There are also big threats out of the Philippines if China keeps declaring that they control part of the Philippines. That's the big threat. That's who owns our debt. That's who owns Hollywood. That's who is censoring us with big tech. That's the big enchilada. And Trump gets it. He understands the pivot out. And America first means we still look out for our interest. America first means we don't turn and run. Because if we just turn and run, all these powerful interests are going to then invade their neighbors. So I don't want to be the policeman of the world. I want out of the Middle East. But again, if we run up white flags and turn and run and leave our weapons on the field, that will trigger larger wars for all of us that want peace. That is not a good thing.
It's like El Cid, which is a movie, but based on a true story. In the old days, those kingdoms would just have their champions fight. That's where gladiators actually started. It wasn't just out of entertainment. It was like two champions would fight instead of killing all your people. And so really, okay, you kill our people, we're going to kill you. And that's going to send a message that we're not going to just target your military, we're going to kill you. And I think the mullahs are thinking twice.
But now I want to take a moment to talk about InfoWars and why the establishment hates us and why they're attacking us and why they're putting out fake news about us and why they're trying to shut us down. Because I don't get talking points from on high. I'm an independent individual who's real and who loves America and loves freedom and has goodwill in my heart for everybody. And so I saw some of the comments on InfoWars and some of the calls Friday saying, oh my gosh, Tucker Carlson's the anti-war guy now. Alex Jones is a neocon warmonger. We're all so upset. Well, A, I didn't call for this. I don't support war. Everybody knows that, and that's not true. That's a cheap shot. And the idea that I'm doing this to, like, curry favor with the establishment, I'm being attacked because I've supported Trump. I'm being attacked because I support the Second Amendment. I'm being attacked because I support national sovereignty and Christianity and basic freedom. And so if I turned on Trump and attacked the Second Amendment and things like that, then you'd know I've sold out. The establishment hates me because I'm real. It's mainstream media undermining Trump on this strike and saying he's wrong and saying he's an idiot and hoping it goes wrong. And it is a gamble. So I did this. I broke this down on air and talked about all the different angles. Had Syrian girl on with one perspective and Steve Pachinik on from another perspective to have a real discussion. We don't get talking points from on high here and then go out and regurgitate those. Some of my hosts are for the strike. Some are against it. I don't call them up and say, hey, you better agree with me. But by the way, what is my view? What is my policy? What is my idea? It's supporting getting out of the Middle East. And you saw what the Iraqi president came out today and said. He's been in talks with Trump for months. He says Trump wants to pull out. The U.S. was already quietly beginning to pull out. The Iranians knew it and were getting ready to come into the vacuum and take over. And now Trump's going to use this to say, hey, we took out the bad guy. You guys better not invade. We're pulling out. It's a win-win. And if Trump has his way, we're going to pull out of Iraq just like Syria, which, again, is anti-war and the reason I support Trump. So watch what happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is 3D chess. I do support the president, and I'm not crying that very corrupt general that killed thousands of our troops over the last 20 years is dead. Does that mean I agree with all these wars? Absolutely not. I'm simply saying Iran is an expansionist group, and people who are in love with the mullahs are fools because they're unpopular with their own people. That doesn't mean I want regime change, but I can say that I don't worship the Shiite dictators, okay? All right, Owen Schroyer is taking over live with all the latest developments. The Shiites are beginning to strike back and attack with rockets and attack bases. Let's pray for peace and hope that this de-escalates. But the Iranians, I think, aren't going to be too rash. They're smart, and they now say it's fair game. They're going to try to kill President Trump. So Trump really valiantly, like El Cid, has put himself in that place of the champion and says, if you want to get me, come and kill me. I'm going to kill your leaders too, instead of our troops and their troops. Finally, a general leading from the front. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
There have been a lot of developments in the past 48 hours since the strike in Iran. Multiple strikes in Iran that have everybody talking about World War III all of a sudden. And I realized something. Just like everything else that's been done in the Middle East and with the war on terror, this World War III narrative is just as contrived. Now, that's not to say that the threat isn't real. That's not to say that people's fears aren't real. It's just you notice that this has never happened before in such a wave of public awareness. That's because now it's being forced to trend on Twitter. Now everybody is talking about it on the news. It used to be nobody would use that rhetoric, but now they're all willing to use it because they want Trump to be synonymous with World War III. And so if you take a step back and look at everything that's happened since Trump was elected, this is just another example of them blaming Trump, whether it be the Democrats, old guard Republicans, the DC establishment, the media, all of them blaming Trump for what they did. They were the ones that spread fake news to start multiple wars, specifically in the Middle East. They were the ones that funded proxy armies. They were the ones that dumped weapons over there. They were the ones that were arming terrorists and rebels and governments. And it's all been going on for decades. And it gets handed to Trump. It's a mess. It's a disaster. It's war. And he is probably trying to do what he thinks is best to try to clear it up. Now, again, it becomes a purist issue, a polarized issue, where either you're for strikes or against strikes, which means you're either for war or against war. Well, I think it's more complex than that. But let's just look at everything that's developed. And again, you notice for the first time ever, all of these trending hashtags and stuff about World War III and war in the Middle East and us being against it with the media promoting it that way, that's all new. Why? Because it's all meant to make Trump look bad. So just like Russian collusion wasn't Trump, it was the deep state with Hillary and John McCain. Just like election meddling wasn't Trump or Russia, that's been the Democrats for decades in the deep state, illegal immigration, etc. Just like quid pro quo with Ukraine, that wasn't Trump, that was Joe Biden during the Obama administration. The list goes on and on. World War III is now that next addition to the list. And is this finally where it reaches the end of the plateau? Is there anywhere else they can go? Does it get any worse than war? Just like the Me Too movement. Point the finger at Trump. No, it was Bill Clinton. No, it was Hollywood. And so now they want to blame Trump for World War III. No, that was the Obama administration. No, that was the Bush administration. No, that was the Clinton administration. But you see, they now want World War III so that they can blame Donald Trump. You see how that works? And it really is sickening. It really is sickening what you see happening from former Obama administration officials and members of the media, where if this was considered an official war with Iran, if we were actually considered at war with Iran, CNN would be shut down, seized, raided, and they'd all be arrested. Think about that. But let's just look at some of these developments. Iran vows to hit 35 U.S. targets and unfurls red flag of war. Iran raises red flag of jihad over dome of its holiest city, signaling revenge for Soleimani's death. Iran threatens to attack White House in crushing retaliation. Iran regime offers $80 million for President Trump's head, which isn't that kind of like an Austin Powers moment? Like, $1 million. $1 million isn't that much anymore. It's like $80 million for Trump's head. You wonder how serious they really are. Trump retaliates, says 52 Iranian targets lined up if there's retaliation. And then in some other developments, Netanyahu, in alleged stumble, says Israel is a nuclear power. Well, was he saying Israel has nuclear weapons? Is he just saying that the United States is the United States Army and our capabilities are in his command? What is he really saying there? Or did he just lie? Royal Navy deployed to protect British ships in Gulf in wake of Soleimani's assassination. So, yeah, the Strait of Hormuz, the Gulf, everybody's on edge. Thousands chant death to America at funeral to top Iranian General Soleimani. And we're being told that also all of these protests out there, basically it's like a same thing that they do here. They give you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and just come out and protest. And then Iraqi parliament passes resolution to end foreign troop presence in Iraq. Now, I think it would be smart, and I would like to see Trump pull out of the Middle East right now, specifically Iraq and Iran. Just get out, declare victory. All right, you killed the top general. You killed some others. Pull out. Get out of there. It'd be a huge political victory. Now, here's the question that we ask ourselves. Obviously, us going to war with Iran or Iraq does not benefit you or I in the short term or the long term. And you have all kinds of headlines and protests. Outraged Americans condemn U.S. actions in Iraq and Iran. Enough of this nonsense. You have the left drumming up protests, funding them. They have their whole thing on a string, folks. They can just literally hit a button and they can have protests nationwide. More than 70 protests planned across U.S. against Soleimani's strike. Well, forget Soleimani. I mean, that's just the name, that's just the face, that's just the narrative. What's really going on here is that the average American is sick of being at war in the Middle East. The average American has no interest in Iran or Iraq. The average American doesn't care. So who does? Because, you see, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has to consider that too. And I'm not saying that's good, folks. But the reality is, it's not just what's best for the American people, and that's what we're sick of. And that's why we don't want to see foreign wars anymore. That's why we're sick of the foreign intervention, and that's why it's time to bring the troops home. But now it doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. And I think we're all frustrated with that. More coming up on the other side, more developments. Again, if we were at war with Iran, CNN would be committing blatant treason.
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here.
We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales, InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It really just comes down to this, to me, in these difficult times, and I've said this before, this covering, trying to cover wars and military action and stuff as it's developing is maybe the second least fun thing to do here on air outside of covering a mass shooting when it's happening live. It's the toughest thing to cover. People want answers, they want understanding, and sometimes it takes time. And because of the way media works and the landscape here, everybody wants to be on the leading edge. But, you know, here's what it boils down to for me, because you're never going to please everybody. Trump's never going to please everybody. To sit here and blame Trump for what's going on in the Middle East is so disingenuous and unfair, and the media knows it, and all these former Obama administration officials know it, Congress knows it. They do it anyway because they hate Trump. They never held Obama's heat to the fire. Now, Bush used to take heat. Obama was just like Bush. He just didn't, quote-unquote, start the wars. But I will say this, Trump could finish him if he wants to. But that's on President Donald Trump. So, yeah, I'm against foreign intervention. I'm against striking. I'm against military action. I'd like all the troops to come home. But if I don't get that, and Trump further alongs or progresses further or regresses, I mean, people are debating what's happening in the Middle East. Well, I'm not going to sit here and say it's all Trump's fault. He inherited a disaster. And there is a larger geopolitical game of chess going on right now. And so for the media and the Democrats to sit here and focus on this strike of Soleimani and say, wow, look, Trump's starting World War III, again, that's disingenuous, that is dishonest, and that is not fair. So if Trump furthers us into more conflict and intervention in the Middle East, yeah, I'm against that. I don't want to see that. And so far, it really hasn't been that bad. Again, Obama was much worse than Trump when it comes to action, military action in the Middle East. When Trump does something, you know what it is, and you know why. So, again, though, Trump could have the biggest political victory by declaring victory right now and pulling the troops home. Now, I don't expect that to happen. Even though that's what the American people want. And this is, again, where we get so frustrated. Because we know who really runs D.C., don't we? And it's not us. And that's why some Trump supporters are frustrated right now. But look at what's going on in the media. Where Susan Rice, stories at Infowars.com, is on Face the Nation. Or I'm sorry, this is on CNN, excuse me. Wow, so CNN's even worse than I thought. I mean, seriously, CNN, I just can't even imagine working for such a traitorous network. And if we were officially at war with Iran, the military would probably be taking action at CNN. But this is what I'm saying. This is how Susan Rice, who's smart enough to try to play both angles here, she says this on CNN. I am doubtful it will prove to be the right thing, Soleimani strike. In the first instance, any of us familiar with Soleimani and the extraordinary blood on his hands has to be happy to see him off the battlefield. He's a murderer and a terrorist of the first order. Wow. That's from Susan Rice. So, you see, even they know he was a terrorist. Even they labeled him a terrorist. But then she says, having said that, whether we and Americans around the world are safer as a result of his targeted assassination, even though she just said having him off the battlefield is a good thing, they would have been had we pursued other means to deal with what was purportedly the imminent threat at hand. I'm not sure about that. I am not sure, as I look at this, there are other ways to de-escalate the situation. Oh, like giving them hundreds of billions of dollars like Obama did? Yeah, that. Oh, good call. The UN is saying the U.S. broke international law by eliminating Soleimani. But again, he's already listed as a terrorist. He's already listed as a murderer. He already has thousands of deaths to his name. But he's protected? And Trump's the bad guy. And the Times of London, or now they get triggered when you say this, so I say it more often, London Stan, Times of London Stan, named the Iranian general to a list of rising stars in 2020. How do you like that? Now, what are the odds of that, really? I mean, what are the odds of that, really? I wonder. CNN gives softball interview to Iran's PR, encourages Trump-bashing rhetoric. Mm-hmm. CNN is pro-Iran, anti-American. And then, just to illustrate what a quagmire it all is and how, again, they've all been lying, all of them. They all lied before Trump got in, before Trump even ran for office. They were all bombing the Middle East. They were all doing it for all kinds of different reasons. And they became so confident in their lies that they didn't even care what they lied about anymore because they didn't ever get checked on it. And so now Biden caught in flat-out lie over Bin Laden raid. Stories at Zero Hedge. But basically, he's given about five different accounts of what happened between him and Obama at the Bin Laden raid. First, he was against it, then he was for it, then against it. Now he's tripled down saying he was for it. People call him out saying, no, here's the quote. You said you were against it. And then he freaks out. Because they don't even know, folks. They don't even know the story. They don't even try to be honest or truthful. They don't care. They know the media will never check them. They know Hollywood's in their pocket. The media's in their pocket. Everything's in their pocket. Now, Trump doesn't have that luxury. Trump can't do anything good. And so if Obama, let me put it to you this way. If Obama would have had a military strike that killed Soleimani, he'd be a hero. The media would be holding him up as a hero. Hollywood would be holding him up as a hero. He'd probably get a Nobel Peace Prize. He'd probably host the Golden Globes. You know, it'd be the ultimate hero. He'd be number one. And, of course, Soleimani would be the bad guy, the terrorist, and they'd mention all the Americans he's killed and all the blood on his hands and he's this and he's that and he's a terrorist and everything. Okay. But you see, Trump does it. Now all of a sudden, Trump bad, Trump's the bad guy. Soleimani was a king. He was a hero, austere religious leader. And then, ironically enough, Soleimani actually means man of peace, originating from Soleiman, translated over the years, Soleimani, man of peace. That just shows you how the media is skewed, how politics is skewed, how D.C. is skewed. Trump has a different set of rules. So, again, I'm not in support of airstrikes. I don't want to see further intervention. I want all the troops home. But I'm not going to sit here and point the finger at Trump when he's got everything stacked against him, everything weighed against him, this whole quagmire he inherited. And in comparison, you look at the military action he's taken versus what's happened in the past. He's like 1/100th as bad as a Bush administration or an Obama administration, maybe less. And at least with him, you know what you're getting, and you know where, and you know when, and you know why. We've never had that luxury before, but because of all that, Trump's bad now, you see? So he gets blamed for everything. But it's just like everything else. They colluded with Russia. They meddled in the election. They're the ones attacking free speech. They're the threats to America. They're the ones responsible for the Me Too movement. They're the ones responsible for World War III. They're the ones that have initiated all of this in the Middle East, not Trump. So this is just another case, and maybe the final case, of blame Trump for what we did. If you're Obama, if you're Bush, if you're the deep state establishment politics, the establishment media, they blame Trump for everything they did. No, World War III will be on your hands, CNN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWars. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Just like Cycler information is game-changing. Our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The power of the dark side.
What is the real power of the dark side? It's destroying Americans' IQs, lowering their consciousness, cutting off their connection with God and humanity, weakening their confidence, weakening their instincts, and then training them with lights and propaganda, literally lights on a screen, the flicker rate, images, training them to believe your propaganda, then dominating all the main factors of communication and messaging, Hollywood, entertainment, mainstream news, DC politics, so that then you have a controllable mass of people that won't question anything, won't look behind and around the corner or the curtain, and will literally believe anything that they're fed. And when there's no real heroes anymore, you can replace the likeness of a hero, the concept of a hero that idea with a scarecrow, with a straw man, with a false icon. And then you control those false icons and you control those masses. And that's where we're at. And the Trump phenomenon is the line. Where do you stand? Now, this doesn't mean you either like everything Trump does or don't like anything Trump does. It means you recognize the paradigm of the DC establishment, the Hollywood establishment, the media establishment, and the confluence of all three to deceive you, misinform you, and they've been doing it for decades. That's the very power structure that opposes Trump. That's the very power structure that we're opposing. But when you have the brainwashed masses believing anything you put out, it becomes an upward battle and a spiritual battle, the likes of which we were never even meant to win. But the victory is in the fight. Now, I got plenty of more news to get to here, and I'm going to get to all of it. But I want to open up the phone lines here because I want to get your response to everything we've been talking about so far today in the second hour on this Sunday transmission. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Your response is to what I've been talking about today. Now, I have not even plugged once today. I've not even mentioned the store. And so that's my bad, because I should have told you about the mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com coming to a close today at the beginning of the broadcast. And so now you're an hour behind taking advantage of these big sales where some of the sale items might sell out. So I apologize for that. But this is the last day to take advantage of the end of the year mega clearance sale, up to 75% off some of the products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store wide. Now, I felt, so actually what happened is I grabbed a bottle of Winter Sun Plus here before the show because I've noticed just watching some football over the weekend and here in Austin, Texas, there's been a lot of overcast and rain, and, you know, typically here in Austin, what winter means is not necessarily cold weather. I mean, sometimes it gets a little cold, but it does mean dreary weather and overcast and cloudy and no sun. And so in the winter, I make sure I focus on getting my vitamin D, and Winter Sun Plus from InfoWarsStore.com is the best vitamin D supplement that I've come across and the most easily absorbable. So Winter Sun Plus from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com, Ultra Vitamin D3. And it is winter, folks, so the sun is not out as much. So get Winter Sun from InfoWarsStore.com. But also, I'm remiss if I don't mention the fact, also before the show, I'm running around. Normally I'm in the other studio hosting the War Room, so I don't have my usual bucket of supplements. But I was able to come across some Turbo Force, some Brain Force Plus, and some VasoBeat Complete from InfoWarsStore.com. That's my three trifecta, if you will, my triple threat of supplements that I take every day before I go on air. But again, folks, this is the last day to take advantage of all these sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is on sale. Bodies is on sale. All the products I just mentioned, all on sale. Deep discounts at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me hit some news here before we come back with a video of Maxine Waters you're not going to believe in the next segment and then your phone calls in the next hour. The deep state battle here internally against Trump rages on. Trump administration subpoena case gets mixed reaction from court panel. So they're still going after his financial records. They're still going after impeachment. They're still going after this and that and Russia and Ukraine, and they have nothing. But it doesn't stop them. Doesn't stop them. House counsel warns of gun battle in fight for Trump info. Now, this is, let me explain this, because only InfoWars can explain what's really going on here. It's kind of like the whole story about Soleimani being on the Times of London 2020. What was the exact rising stars list, if you can believe that? Here it is. It's at InfoWars.com. Times of London names Iranian general to list of 2020 rising stars day before assassination. Now, you can either believe in that coincidence, or you can think maybe someone leaked that he was going to be assassinated and they figured, hey, let's make him a rising star. And then when he gets killed, you know, we'll say, oh, Trump bad, he killed a hero. Maybe it's just coincidence. But let me explain what this is. A headline from Matthew Daly in the Associated Press, syndicated, goes on PBS, other websites. Small cracks have appeared in GOP unity on impeachment trial. What is this really? Folks, this is what you call bait. So they write up stories and headlines. They've been doing this for 2 years. We've been explaining it here at InfoWars.com to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's not really small cracks in impeachment trial. There's news reports. There's rhetoric. There's gossip. But what they do is they write these stories, they write these headlines, they put out these press releases, they put the bottom lines on these news networks saying, oh, Republican split, oh, cracks in GOP unity on impeachment, oh, it's looking bad, to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. So then Republicans see this and they think, and this is them like licking their finger to put their hand in the wind, see which way it's blowing or how hard it's blowing, and they say, oh, my, oh, I don't want to look bad. Oh, there's cracks in the unity on impeachment, Oh, maybe I should consider impeachment now. Because they're more afraid of the media than their own constituents. They're more afraid of the media than they are American citizens. So that's what that is. So if you see this narrative start to play out, they're just trying to intimidate Republicans and put a wedge in Republicans on the unity and impeachment. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You create the headline to then create the scenario you put into the headline. Meanwhile, though, Donald Trump's immigration judges boost deportation numbers. They're actually rejecting asylum seekers now. They're actually busing asylum seekers back to Mexico. Now, Obama is still beating Trump in deportation numbers. I suggest Trump change that before 2020. In fact, and see, again, this is where it comes in that people are so afraid of the media. Not Trump, but he has people inside of his campaign that say, oh, don't do this, they'll bash you for it. Got to quit being afraid of the media. Donald Trump should deport more illegal immigrants in the year 2020 than any other year in American history. Run on that as a campaign promise delivered, and it'll be total victory. But people inside of his campaign say, oh, don't do that, they'll be called racist. Oh, they'll spin it. No, it's time to double down, triple down, and start deporting illegal immigrants and using that to declare victory. See, that's what, Republicans hate declaring victory. They hate having victory. They like...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.